The saint which we celebrate today is very important to us, especially here in this shrine, because he is a saint who defended, first of all, the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the history of salvation, but also Jesus Christ himself, Saint Cyril of Alexandria. He was a young seminarian and cleric and priest to the Patriarch of Alexandria, and when he died, he was selected to succeed him as Patriarch of Alexandria in Egypt. In the meantime, a priest who later would become bishop or Patriarch of Constantinople came by, and he started to spread some false doctrines, heresies. And of course, St. Cyril, though he was told, let it be, it'll go away, he said, no, I cannot let evil be without doing anything against it. So he began to teach and preach against this. The heretic was none other than Nestorius, the father of the heresy known, and his name, Nestorianism. Now his heresy proclaimed, he divided Christ into two persons, which of course is horrendous. And he said that Mary was the mother of the human person, but not the divine person. Whereas the church teaches that there are two natures in one person, the divine person, second person of the Trinity, who became man through the cooperation of the Blessed Mother, co-redemptrix of all mankind, and mediatrix of all graces. So these heresies afflicted everything that we are, everything that we believe, because then Jesus Christ would not have been able to save us. If only the human nature of Christ died on the cross, it would be worthless. But it was a divine person who had two natures, divine and human, that person, true God and true man, he is the one who is our Savior. And so he complained to Pope St. Celestine in Rome, and St. Celestine commanded that a council be held and named St. Cyril the president in place of the Pope. The Pope never presides at an ecumenical council. He sits to the side and watches it and see what happens, and only intervenes when necessary. St. Celestine then called forth the Council of Ephesus in the year 431 AD, the third ecumenical council. And it was there that Nestorius and his heresy were condemned, and such was the life and work of the great father and doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Alexandria, whose feast is today. The secondary feast that we celebrate today is also, interestingly enough, from Alexandria, and that is the great virgin and martyr, Saint Apollonia. Now, Apollonia was a very wise young virgin of Alexandria who was very well known for her good advice and all the wonderful things she did. And this disturbed the governor, and so he called her forth and wanted her to renege Catholicism and become a pagan and offer incense to the pagan gods, which she refused. And of course, some would say again, it's nothing, don't worry about it. What you really think in your heart is what's important, not what you do outside. No, no, no. Our heart must be in conformity with our body. Our body must be in conformity with our heart, with our spirit. So she refused. So first of all, she had all her teeth knocked out with mallets, so that she was toothless and bleeding. And then finally, she was condemned to be burnt in the fire. And she said, I will save you the trouble. And she jumped in the fire herself and did not give them the pleasure of killing her. So she is celebrated today, and because of her teeth, she is a patroness of dentists. So we pray for all our dentists. And we pray for all those who are suffering for the sake of Christ, to Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and to Saint Apollonia of Alexandria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.